Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Bill Vickery setting in for David Basil as David B. He and John Daly have been called away for a public appearance situation.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And it is funny. I just saw David sign what appeared to be a piece of paper. I think he said, David, stay in school. What? All the best, David Basil.
What? You know what? He's been commenting all day, or excuse me, all week, Arkansas being irrelevant.
Right.
Nobody wants to do anything but get Johnny Daly there.
Yes.
And it's pretty smart, pretty well done.
He has come alive.
He dropped Bill Vickery for John Daly.
Right, exactly. Who knew?
Yeah. Well, now, Bill, you've been there. Have you done anything in the big room?
I've played the big room.
I know you have.
You know what? No blue material in the big room.
No, you don't want to do that.
You go straightly clean.
You can make it. You can make it without doing all the blue stuff. But I didn't know if you'd set in with someone. Are you going to sit in there with Silverville?
No. I mean, yes, I'm going to sit in. I've been in and watched a few. I watched Lane Kiffin. I thought it was interesting because, you know, each coach is given a half hour. And Kiffin spoke for 25 minutes. And then that freed him up to take three questions. It was going to be two and ended up being three. And only one of them dealt with the Vanity Fair article.
And it says Kiffin, looking at it on the television right now, says, quote, Kiffin says he, quote, end quote, does not read the negative commentary. Is that what he's talking about?
He in his remarks, he talked about the fact that his son had asked him to get off social media or challenged him to get off social media.
Right.
And that's the reason that he got out. And what struck me about Lane Kiffin's remarks today was that, like many politicians, when something's happened, they find a way to spin it and say this. And we know why he got off social media. We all know. And so David is back now.
Well, you know what? I like Kiffin. I liked him because he was on social media and he did talk back. The self-deprecating humor. And again, he hasn't done anything that offends me yet. But, it's like Deion Sanders. Couldn't stand him until he became a Razorback. Cowboy. And then once he became that, I like what Deion Sanders was doing. Lane Kiffin, they beat us, and he's a smart aleck, and all those things. But he wins, and so you gotta give him credit there.
Just Roger just got back. John and Ann and I walked up. Anna and I walked up to see Feinbaum. So John got a chance to visit with Feinbaum a little bit, and then. A lady saw us and said, "Well, you got to go see Marty and Ryan McGee." So we went to those two guys. They're a mess. They love having you on their show. And Anna was saying, "We got to get back." The problem is what he was saying, Trey. He was saying, "Well, the problem is getting back. You know, when you don't win, it's hard to get that show there." You know, so but that was what was the line you used, John, on them? That
I cannot lie. I'm drunk.
That was the one in front of Old Main, I think, and you'd been up or either.
It won some kind of an award, Marty.
Oh yeah, they gave him an award, I think.
So funny,
those two guys are a lot of fun. That show that they do, you know, they do the show during non-football season every Saturday morning for 2 hours. And Roger's like our show. I mean, they start talking about what you remember as a kid, what you know, toys you played with, songs, music, pop culture. Good guy. But I'll tell you, it is interesting that everybody recognizes you. I mean, there's nobody. You walk up to Saban. Saban turns around and, you know, it's just remarkable, the connection.
Saban said, "I wish I could hit it like
you." I know.
Yeah. I didn't recognize Saban. I know he's gotten a little bit older, but I guess the dye. And the client says he does plugs. Does anybody know that for sure?
I don't know. I don't know if he does or not. Of course, some of the other radio stations want John to hop on. One is the Tampa Stadium because they are there. Are you? Do you follow the Tampa the Rays? Are you a Rays fan?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm a big Cardinal fan, but, you know, living here, I like going to the Bucks games. I love going to some of the Rays games, and I'll be glad when the Rays get a new stadium. They need it.
First in AL East.
They're leading the American League. Yes.
And we were just talking. Huge. John wanted to know what happened with the Red Sox last night. They win the first game, lose the second, so the streak ends at 15.
But here's a question. I'm not 100% sure, but do the A's have the record at 22, or was somebody did somebody win more in a row than that?
Christian?
I want to say I don't know what the overall record is. I want to say the Guardians won 23 in a row in, like, 2016.
Okay, was it? Okay.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Well, they made a movie on it with the A's, so that's why. Yeah. But, I mean, I know the Cardinals a few years back won 17 in a row.
That's the Giants in 1916 won 26 games in a row.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and by the way, who was playing for the Red Sox the last time they had won 15 in a row? The greatest hitter of all time.
Ted Williams.
That was what this streak was about, that's how far it goes back.
The 2017 Indians hold the record for longest official consecutive winning streak at 22 games, because apparently the Giants tied in a game in 1916 or something, so whatever.
But the record's 26?
Officially it's 22. But
right. Well, what did the A's do? Didn't they win 21 or 22?
Let me look. Back.
While you're looking for that.
Because Brad Pitt played the...
It was during the Moneyball era?
Moneyball, yeah.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Some of the stuff with some social media going out today. Somebody said, can we get Anna on the camera? Do we have her on the camera?
Oh, no.
Get her on the camera.
20 games.
They want me. I got to sit on John's lap.
Someone
said, "Whoa,
kidding. I'm kidding. There she is. Someone says, David, we know why your credit is suspect. Buying unnecessary crap. What did I buy, Roger? What did I say I bought earlier?
You're talking about buying guitars.
That's what it is. That's what it was. Yes.
But guitars aren't crap.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And I think they're art pieces too. I think they're art pieces. They look beautiful. I can't play them, but they look beautiful on me. We have some people who play guitar walk in. They go, "Oh, you play those?" No. What do you do? You hang them on the wall. Yeah.
That's art.
It is. Someone says here, that show on Saturday is my fix when you guys are off talking about Marty and McGee. It's a fun show, and those guys are laid back.
Great.
But I was telling the guys, John, that Ryan McGee was saying that South Carolina is the same way. His daughter goes to school there. She goes, "Daddy, when are you going to come to do the show there?" She goes, "Well, you got to win, because they're not going to come if you don't win."
That's right.
You know.
So your discussion with Ryan was a lot different than John and Marty's.
Yeah.
So
what,
you want me to tell you what?
Yes. What were you saying? What were you saying about Marty?
It's a little okay. So there's a little quip about a little history. So Sam Darnold, who's the kicker for the Seattle Seahawks, right?
Okay. All right.
His
quarterback.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself. His grandfather was the original Marlboro Man.
Yeah, I think, Roger, we've talked about that.
What his grandfather's name was?
Dick Hammer.
In walks, as we're talking about it, laughing, in walks a guy named Peter.
Peter Burns.
So I said, Burns sounds like a disease.
No, he said, my name sounds like a venereal disease.
I know.
So that was our conversation
Yes. Those guys are...
Listen, the Hammer name would always get me if I looked him up in the phone book.
Yeah, the Hammer. To call John Daly the Hammer.
Yeah, that's it. Well, listen, I remember also, too, Anna, I don't know if you broke him of this habit. He got on for a year or two. Remember, Roger, John would scroll to a picture to a place on his phone that he liked to show self photos.
No,
we like.
We don't.
Okay,
we're not talking about that.
We've seen that enough.
This is a family show. You told me, so let's stay
We just allude to it. But he's gone past that point in his.
Have you shown everybody your photo albums?
Yes. You have.
No, I have not.
Well, you always said, don't underestimate the fat man. What you say?
Someone said here, David, ask John.
Where's Roger? I need his help. Help me.
They say,
unfortunately, Roger saw it way too my robe when I was walking down the stairs at my home.
Yeah, it says,
I think he's still been in shock ever since that day.
The hand towel.
Him in a hand towel, little John in a hand towel, and I don't want to tell you what was slipping through the slats of a lawn chair that Johnny Lee was sitting in.
Johnny Lee used to be there.
day. He used to be a regular. Remember those? Yeah. Those were good old days, man. Yeah. Good old days. And Little John was 5 years old or whatever. I remember we talked about the last one. One of the last ones, Herm Edwards came rolling in. Clint Sterner and then Ryan Mallett were the, was
Coach
there.
Petrino.
Coach Petrino, yeah, that 1 year. Of course, you had Eric Dickerson. You had quarterback for the Bears.
Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon. He played barefooted with you, I think, that time.
Pat McAfee?
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Pat McAfee came, played barefooted, gave us $50,000.
When was this? Was it in Nashville or in Arkansas?
One of the last years in Darnell.
Okay. Last year in Darnell.
Jamie John, the list goes on.
Yeah, we'd have Jamie on the show quite a bit. We had one country artist, not Luke Bryan. You had one country artist on the show with us one morning. I can't think of his name. Dave.
No. Who did we? What, Jamie?
You did the little rap for him. He didn't like too much.
It was a skinny jean guy.
I can't think of his name, but Jake Owen. Someone says, David asked John, have you tried the Willie Nelson new drink? He's got a whiskey out.
But I think he's got a THC drink too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. No more brown for John.
He better.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to say it on camera. No more brown for women or men. It's dangerous. It makes you crazy.
So we're talking about the clear? That we're doing the clear?
We're okay with the clear.
You're okay with the tequila, vodka.
Hear that, Roger?
Well, when I got diagnosed with bladder cancer, because I was, you just can't drink the whiskey anymore.
No more whiskey.
Oh.
No more whiskey. We go home now.
we don't even want that.
Well, that's one of the reasons I had said that. I switched Roger because it is clear. It's still not healthy. It's not a healthy thing to drink.
It's a little healthier. A lot of alcoholics think, it's one of the things we know on a personal level that they don't think you can smell it. It's clear. It's got no smell. You can't tell anything. Idiots.
Yes, Trey.
Just drink good boys.
Yes.
JD, could I ask a golf question here? What do you think about Charlie Woods?
What?
Going to go to Florida State, Tiger's son. Do you think he's got the game potentially to get to where, eventually everybody wants to get that plays the game, PGA Tour?
I think he will. I mean, he hasn't hit that little growth spurt yet, and Charlie's, 16, 17 now?
17.
17, yeah. So, yeah, I think he's going to be phenomenal. I mean, but I think he needs to eat. I mean, he's so skinny. I mean, he needs to get some of that Arkansas. Mashed taters in him, some baked taters in him. Get some
green beans.
What's the age difference between him?
Him and Lil Jon are 6 years apart.
Okay, six.
Yeah.
Yeah, did y'all beat them the father-son competition the year y'all won? Did y'all beat him?
They beat everybody the year they won.
I don't know if they played. Smart, Alec.
I don't know. When we went in 21.
They didn't play every year.
So I know. Yes, we did because did Charlie him. Would have been 11 or 12. So I think we did beat him that year. But
you did because he was playing on the very front up tees.
Yeah, I'll never know.
Charlie was a little bit, obviously, much younger, though, too.
Charlie was playing from where Gary Player and Lee Trevino are playing.
All the way at the front.
Tiger never had this. At the turn, at the course 14, nobody can fly that last bunker, par 5. Charlie's up there. They got 7-8 iron in it. So how we beat him, I'll never know. But
LJ was rolling his ball that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget that tournament, that first day.
Yeah.
I think LJ only putted like 5 times.
Well, I was going to ask.
I always go first. And everybody's going, why you go first? Because I'm not as good as putters, LJ.
I was gonna,
I'm just not.
I was gonna ask you, do you think Tiger will play on the senior tour?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they want him to, but
I
don't know if the PGA Tour wants him to.
Is that right?
They don't want our ratings on the Champions Tour higher than the PGA Tour event.
Think it could be,
but do you think he can health wise?
Well, yeah, he could get in a golf cart if he wants.
But PGA Tour, he can't.
Well, if he gets,
if he gets an exemption,
like ADA, like I am,
but exemption.
Okay.
I don't think, like I said, I don't think Tiger is motivated to play the Champions Tour. And I think this is why the tour, a lot of people don't know, they gave him a lifetime exemption on the PGA Tour. So, but besides, he can play in every major because he's won every major, but. Every tournament, the only one that would be different would be probably the players, maybe, because you got to be in such a top 125, whatever. But, if I just don't know. I want him to get healthy, and the tour needs him.
Right. A couple things. Someone said earlier in the show, I didn't get a chat from Dr. Stroud, said horns down all day. Great show today, boys. We were
horns
talking about
down.
would you rather be Texas or LSU. By the way, we haven't mentioned it.
Beat them both.
We haven't seen Sark yet. Texas will be in Arch Manning. It's really amazing. The biggest star from the star power standpoint is Arch Manning. And he's the
player standpoint.
Player standpoint. He's the last one coming in, basically.
I know, right?
Isn't the last one, you know, most people, a lot of these folks will be gone by then. Jeff Levy, Mississippi State, is the other one. They're the only one down there with us. Listen,
is he on the hot seat?
I've seen his name on a few lists.
Is this
his
second year?
Yeah, I think that's right. Listen, we were sort of fortunate last year. Is that right? We were fortunate last year. They kept getting down to the goal line and fumbling and doing stupid things and
like we did.
Yeah, same thing like we did, and we were fortunate we got the win down there. We were talking with Marty McGee
last year.
Yeah, right.
No, Arkansas didn't win an SEC game last year.
No, we were 0-8.
Maybe it was the year before. I'm thinking of down in Starkville.
Yeah,
it was 2 years ago. But you know, Marty McGee was just talking about how, you know, it's just, you look at that darn schedule, like, where are you going to find the darn wins? I mean, it's hard looking at that, you know.
Our second game in Utah?
I know, yeah.
Yep. And we don't play any Mississippi schools this year.
You know.
That's hard to believe we don't play Ole Miss.
That is crazy. I think that's the first time. Maybe. You have to look that up, but Christian. Look at the series between Ole Miss and Arkansas.
That's
see the last time we haven't played.
In the 50s
and 60s.
Yeah, because it was a non-conference game. They would play in Little Rock and they would play in Jackson.
What's the longest? Us in Texas at that time? Well, try us in Ole Miss. But, I mean,
it's probably Ole Miss, Texas. Either Ole Miss, Texas. I tell you, LSU goes back. To the late 1800s. Yeah. So we'll see.
The longest rivalry, most played, would probably be Texas.
You think?
I would think, because of all of the years of the Southwest Conference.
Yeah.
I remember when I played Ole Miss in 1982. It was the first time we'd played them in a while. They had gone away from that.
They brought it back.
Yeah, played down in Jackson. I mean, I think
last
it's a good
time,
game.
It looks like last time we didn't play Ole Miss was 1980.
See?
Wow.
So that was before my freshman year.
Yeah.
That we've been playing up consistent every year since 81. Is that right?
That's what it looks like.
Wow.
It was non-conference, Little Rock, Jackson, back and forth.
I took a couple
of times in Memphis, I think, though.
Yeah, who was that? 4K. Yeah. John 4K was a quarterback for Ole Miss. But, yeah, I was surprised. I didn't even notice it the other day. I thought, wait a minute. I don't see Ole Miss on the schedule. Of course, you know, it's tough. We do have Vandy. You know, you think maybe Vandy might take some steps back because they don't have Pavia.
They're
going to
be good.
You know, and then the other one is Mississippi State.
You got to get
Tennessee. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to get JD to Nashville next year for media days.
Yeah, we need to do that. Because speaking of Nashville, we do play Vandy in Nashville, right?
Yes.
That could be a good one to go to. You could. Yeah. Your bar ought to be kicking.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if Vandy will be. I wonder if we'll be favored in any conference game.
No.
Mississippi State or Vandy?
Don't play
Mississippi
State.
Vandy's not going to be bad, trust me.
They're not going to be as good as they were last year. They don't have Pavia.
They got a good quarterback, though.
Yeah, we'll be favored in two games, right? Our first one and then Tulsa?
North Alabama and Tulsa.
Yeah, that's it, I think.
Yeah.
We might be favored Mississippi State, right?
Right.
We don't play Mississippi State.
I'm sorry. I keep saying it. Dadgummit. Crap. I keep forgetting.
That's CTE.
We've played them so many years.
I know, right?
That's same.
By the way, too, did you get it fixed for
Coach? I believe we have it fixed.
So we'll listen to a little bit of Coach Silverfield. If you missed it, I know Christian's going to post that interview that we did with Coach Silverfield he already posted it. So if you want to hear what Coach Silverfield had to say and Quincy Rose Jr., that's on there. And he was glad to see you, Johnny.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he is. You want him getting off the bus first.
Roman Harper's got a cigar over there.
Yeah, Roman Harper, who's used to play for New Orleans Saints. He played for Alabama. Played for Saban. And he was glad to see you. That was cool that you know. And I give him credit. He is saying the right things. He's saying all the right things in former players and. Because the administration at times hadn't done the best job.
Take advantage of that and go watch a practice or something? Go up there. I know I am.
I definitely, because I did not get a chance to watch spring very much. Yeah, so I definitely want to go up there and watch more of that. Yeah, sort of weird deal, John. I wear two hats, you know, because I'm a former player and team captain. I have access. And so the other members of the media are like, you know, hey, you know, we should get that access. Well, no, I'm a media member and I'm a former player.
I'm a player.
So
get the back of the line. Right, Roger?
That's a fact, Jack.
or get in the front so we can go ahead of you.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, just tell your story walking.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll, you know, we'll, Roger, we, I mean, you know, we'll have the touchdown club lineup in 2-3 weeks, and then we go to every game. Trey and I will be going on Thursday night to every away game for the most part. Yeah, that's what we were doing last year, John and Anna, is that Trey and I go in and we'll do something on the town. We'll do video. We'll go around. We'll be Baton Rouge, Austin, wherever. This year we'll be at where, Trey? We'll be
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Nashville, Auburn, Alabama.
And Austin again.
And Austin again. I think we'll just replay last year's video.
Yeah,
there's one more road game, though, right?
Is there?
Yeah, College Station.
Ah, Texas A&M.
Bryan, College Station.
Have you been down there lately? Have you ever been to a game? It's the house that it's the stadium that Johnny Manziel built, basically. Yeah. It's impressive.
It was big before Manziel.
It was impressive
there,
back when I played John there. The weaving back and forth.
The press box sways when they do the Aggie War hymn.
Wow.
It moves.
Wow. All right, we'll let John go get a smoke break, and then we'll bring you back, and we'll listen to Coach Schiller.
You're going to take a cigar break?
Not for me.
I'll take one with Big Boy over here.
Yeah, Roman Harper.
We'll go with John Daly singing Blue Collar Golfer as well.
How about that? That's a great song. That's a great song, Roger Dodge. All right, don't go away, everybody.
Gonna make it big, gonna make it big someday. He's not a dreamer. He's a country boy. On his first birthday, he got clubs he called toys. Practiced real hard in his young life. Played all day, damn near to the night. He's a blue-collar golfer from a blue-collar town. Doesn't know what he's
That was good.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Wachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
The Red Sox played a doubleheader against the Orioles yesterday. In Game 1, they extended their win streak to 15 games by beating Baltimore 6-3, matching their team record, which was set in 1946. They were unable to surpass that record in Game 2 as the Orioles ended the streak by winning 5-1. After the win streak, the Red Sox firmly sit in the wild card race in the American League. In the minors, the Arkansas Travelers will play again tonight at Dickey Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And at SEC Media Days, it's finally Arkansas's turn to take the stage, along with LSU, Mississippi State and Texas. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates thanks to First Security Bank, Kauffman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today, we get to enjoy lower humidity and a little bit cooler high temperature. Just a high of 90 today. Normal high is 92. It'll be mostly sunny, so a pretty pleasant day. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 73. Tomorrow, it becomes mostly cloudy, a little more humid, with a high of 93. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for The Buzz Radio Network.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kauffman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road, Boat in Hot Springs.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. Don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com. Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right, it is 9:32 Central Time, 10:32 here in Tampa. Ryan Silverfield has just stepped to the podium, Raj. Roger Scott, Christian Weaver back in the studio. I'll be back tonight. Hopefully we'll catch my flight here in a minute. Trey Schaap will hang around today all day with Double R.
Wow.
We'll do Drive Time Sports, and then they'll get out of here. Roger, their flight tomorrow morning is it wheels up at 5:15.
Oh,
so that means they got to get there at 4:15. So that means they got to get up like
gosh.
Trace at 3:45. Yeah, that's miserable.
Well,
that's a miserable flight.
You know, yeah. Well, you know, the good news is you get to go back to your place later tonight and just chill. Bad news is that you got to get up at 3.
Yeah, so we'll see if I'll let you know if I make the flight. Let's check in with let's go to the podium real quick. Check in with Ryan Silverfield, see what he's got to say.
I want to briefly touch on them. Quincy Rhodes Jr., okay? Quincy's a young man from North Little Rock that I actually had the opportunity to know really since his junior year of high school. In fact, at Memphis, we were his first offer out of high school, so it was exciting when he decided at our press conference to come back and say, hey, I'm going to be a part of this thing moving forward and finish up my last year with you as the head coach. Then you have a young man, Caden Kittler. Caden actually took an official visit to Memphis out of high school, and so he's another young man that I've known now for 6 years. When I got the head job, we FaceTimed with his parents, and they decided that they were going to continue to be a part of the Razorback family as well. And then lastly, Sutton Smith. And Sutton's a young man that committed to us as a junior in high school at Memphis. And throughout his career there, I had many SEC schools actually calling him, trying to get him to transfer. And he said, you know what, I'm going to stay loyal to Memphis and loyal to Coach Silverfield. And ultimately, when the opportunity came for us both to be here, he decided it was his best interest. And Sutton's a guy that I'm excited for the rest of the country and the rest of the SEC to see what he's all about. I know we're going to talk about the rest of the roster here in a little bit. Obviously, the question is about the quarterback battle. Great faith in the two guys that are competing for that starting job as it sits today. KJ Jackson and AJ Hill, both are very, very intelligent. Both are very hardworking. Both have the skill set in order to lead us to a bunch of SEC wins and compete at the highest level. So thrilled with those two. Everybody keeps saying, when will a decision be made? Listen, they're going to continue to battle through OTAs and summer access and then through training camp. And then we'll look up later at the end of August and see where it sits. But very pleased with the way each one of those guys is progressing and looking forward to seeing how they continue to try to lead our offense. talking about our staff. All right, tried to put together what I believe is a great coaching staff and everybody that's involved in our support staff. And you look at it, let's start with our offensive coordinator, Tim Kramsey. Tim has been with us the last 4 years at Memphis and stayed loyal. In fact, as SEC schools called him and tried to get him to come be a coordinator in the SEC, he stayed put and said, I'm going to stay loyal to you and to the school. And then ultimately, when this job came open, he said, let's do this. And he's had a lot of success. A lot of top 25 offenses throughout his career. If you look at what we did on offense at Memphis, we have no doubt that same success can be reciprocated at the University of Arkansas. A guy named Ron Roberts, right? Ron Roberts, a lot of you guys have known throughout this league, had a lot of success, has been around, has been an FCS head coach. Have a lot of faith in Ron. In fact, I actually interviewed him while I was at the University of Memphis when he was the D coordinator at Louisiana Lafayette. Tried to bring him part of our staff and actually couldn't afford his buyout. A couple weeks later, he ended up at Baylor. But a lot of faith in what Ron's doing. He's running the defense, and he knows what it's done. He's looked at a lot of these offenses throughout the SEC, throughout the years, and excited to see what we're going to do on the defensive side of the ball. And then lastly, our special teams coordinator, Chad Lunsford. Chad was most recently at Auburn, and he's a guy that's been a Division I head coach, obviously, at Georgia Southern, and had success as a special teams coordinator throughout his career. So excited to add those three coordinators and feel very, very confident about the rest of our coaching staff. We feel like we've assembled a great group of guys, a unique mix that ultimately are going to pour into our players and give us the best opportunity to have success. You know, people say all the time, Ryan, what is the expectation in year one? What does success look like in your first season at Arkansas? And this is not coach speak. Truly, can we make improvements every single day, right? Can we be the best in the country at the controllables, everything that we go out there every single day? And for me, success has been set up from not only when we got there in December to the winter workouts in January on, to spring football, where we're getting better, to the summer conditioning and OTAs. Are we making improvements? Are we bigger, faster, and stronger? And those are the things that we can measure on a day-to-day. Are we handling ourselves academically, setting benchmarks and records for the highest UPA, the most community service hours? Those are things that we get to see progress in. But ultimately, we're going to be judged by our wins and losses, and we understand that. We want to see our guys go out there and play harder than they have ever before. We can judge by the effort we're playing with in between the white lines. When you watch us, are we playing more disciplined than the Razorbacks of past have played? Are we taking care of the football? Are we winning those close games? Are we finding ways to play better at home? Couldn't be more thrilled for what's exciting and ahead of us for the 2026 football season and beyond. Look forward to seeing so many of our great fans at Razorback Stadium throughout this fall. They've been wonderful so far, and can't wait to make them proud. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Silverfield. If you have a question, raise your hand. We have Lauren, Peyton, and Lane who have microphones, and we'll get them to you. Lauren, come on up here to the second row.
That's Kevin Traynor.
On the near aisle.
Handling the
Trey.
Q&A there.
Hey, Coach. Trey Biddy, Hog Sports, 24/7 Sports. We hear a lot at these events about, you know, coaches say, you know, we're going to do this the right way and all this stuff. A lot of the same stuff, but I'm wondering what makes you different, what makes you unique from other coaches and how you approach.
Yeah, what you see is what you get. There's, to put it in unique terms, there's not a lot of hogwash with me, okay? And I think that, you know, you don't do this for 28 years at every level and BS a bunch of people. I think just constantly pouring to the players, loving them, coaching them hard, holding everybody accountable in the whole deal. And I've learned a lot along the ways, right? Coached Division III, coached in the NFL, coached, been a head high school coach, and then obviously 10 years at Memphis and had a decent amount of success there, and ultimately what we're going to do at Arkansas. But I think more than anything, you know, Trey, the only thing I can do is judge by the buy-in, by the people that are involved in our football program. You know, not just the current roster and the players, but the recruits, the staff, all 200 people involved, right, is the janitor bought into the way we're going to do things. Is the linebacker grad assistant, right? Is the starting quarterback. Is everybody bought into the way of doing things? And if they are, then we give ourselves the opportunity to have success. And so the one thing, Trey, every single day I'm trying my best to hold everybody accountable and say, hey, this is what we're going to accomplish. This is how we're going to do it. And it starts with me. So I have to be my best every single day. And if I'm not, shame on me. But I'm working for improvement, right? We talked about a team taking steps in the right direction. But as a head coach, how am I improving every single day? And I think that's one of the ways you sit there and you hold yourself accountable. How do you get better? And then, you know, regardless of what other coaches say, it's my job. I got to worry about my own front porch. And every single day we're pulling in the right direction.
Coach will go in straight in front of me, John, about 4 rows back.
What's up, Coach? John Neighbors of Inside Arkansas. Good to see you. Hope I get to sit down with you sometime. It'll be a lot of fun. But I just had a question that I've been meaning to ask for a few months. You know, a few months ago, your athletic director, Hunter Yurecek, talked about the Arkansas-Utah game, then the Arkansas-Georgia game. Quick turnaround. It even made the quote saying this type of scheduling is unacceptable and demonstrates clear neglect for the well-being of college athletes. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on that? Was there some efforts on your part to with the SEC in trying to fix that problem? And was there a response from the SEC on it?
John, thanks for being here. We can sit down right after this and talk as long as you want, my friend. Listen, first, you know, I appreciate Hunter's back in our football program
right
and having the support and saying, hey, sticking up for us and something that he felt was unfair. And so I'm appreciative of that, regardless of what the issue is, whether it's scheduling, timing, all those things. We also understand what it is, right? As Commissioner had spoken on earlier in the week, that a lot of it has to do with the scheduling conflicts. A lot has to do with television. We understand that. I'm not up here to sit here and complain about anything. Let's go out there and give us the best fight. They ask us to play at 6 a.m., you know, outside. Let's go play in the Bay right now in Tampa, whatever the heck that looks like. If it's midnight, so be it. Number one thing is always the well-being of our student-athletes, no matter what that looks like. So if there's opportunities that make more sense for the well-being of our football team, so be it. And I appreciate people that are sticking up for us and fighting the good fight. But whatever time they ask us to play, obviously, we got a heck of a challenge going to Utah, and we know the atmosphere there playing at night, and we know the hell of a challenge we have when we face the Georgia Bulldogs and Fayetteville for the SEC opener. But excited for the opportunities, whoever they ask us to play, wherever they ask us to play, and whatever time they ask us to play.
Here we'll go over here, Coach, to our left-hand side on the near out.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I mean, what else can he say there?
Yeah.
By the way, John Neighbors trying. So let me just tell you. So John Neighbors did not have access to Coach Summerfield. And so he was not been allowed to have access. So that's it. John shot at Kyle Parkinson. He won't allow him to visit with him.
How come?
I think maybe Kyle does not view, I guess maybe the there's a certain number of people that they will allow to have media access.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't think he's given him credentials for games yet.
He doesn't
view
the outlet.
He's had credentials for games.
He's what?
I think so. Credentials for basketball games, but he buys tickets.
I don't think he's credentialed in the press box. I've never seen him. Hmm. I don't think he is. And he wanted to have.
Maybe he'd rather sit in the stands and watch the game and drink.
Show?
He does, but it's, again, it's not a
radio
it's
show.
It's podcast.
No, he's got a podcast.
Oh, it's not a radio
podcast.
At all? Okay.
Yeah.
I take it back, though. He may be simulcasting on radio now in Northwest Arkansas.
No, I don't know.
So anyway, but that was his way of saying.
Yes, of course.
Well, but on Radio Row, they only have so much time.
That's right.
As
that's right.
Well, so.
Yeah, and he's not a traditional member of the media, and so they view him differently.
And he said, "Yeah, I'll sit down with you after I'm done." That's not true either, because he's getting on the plane and getting back to Fayetteville as soon as they're done with their rotation.
Well, so John, I don't know how that works. I understand that you only have a certain amount of time, and there is a hierarchy that you have to adhere to. But podcasts and things like that are the way of the future if it's not already here. So, not to speak up for John Neighbors, but I'd like to think maybe they don't just poo-poo things like that.
Yeah, I guess they only allow so many people to do it, and that's he's on the cutting line so far.
Yeah, yeah.
John, what do you now? So you were getting ready to wrap things up here. What did you think of Radio Row? What do you think SEC Media Days? What do you think of all this?
It's pretty cool.
First time you've had a chance to see it.
Yeah,
it's a big operation.
Cool.
It shows you the money. In college football, you got 16 teams. You got 1,000 credentialed media members. You got Feinbaum, Marty McGee, Saban. All I mean, you got all this going on. You got the big room. You got breakout rooms. It's a big operation. And people like us, we make money off Razorback coverage and the driving the engine that college football is. The trickle down effect. Financially, is pretty interesting.
It's incredible. I mean, I said, the 16 teams playing one extra game in this conference, I think it's a huge mistake. Well, I love what Coach said about, why can't we do two-a-days?
Yeah, I know.
Especially where we've been in the past few years. I mean, I don't know what you could list us as money-paid players in college football, but I bet we're, I would guess 12 to 16,
probably so.
If we're even that good.
Probably so. And as far as NIL money, you mean?
NIL money. Yeah. So, he's coaching. I mean, he's going to do his job the best he can. But the talent is the talent going to be able to be there?
That's the question.
Well, and they're towards the bottom of the league because Hunter Yurecek said it last year at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. The resources were not there.
Yeah,
Brandon Marcello said it yesterday. $50 million. Arkansas's not going to have that. He said he doesn't know that they're going to have 25.
Right.
For football this year.
Yeah, it's tough to compete against other schools that can just go buy the best players. And so we'll see. He'll have to coach up what he has. We'll see. They got a tough schedule. We'll see what happens. But it is, like I said, I'm glad you got a chance to come and hang out. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for having me.
Roger,
it's been
you
wonderful.
Should see. It is the funniest thing when he gets up and goes for a smoke break. Every 3 feet, somebody kept it. Hey. Can I do a picture? Can I do a selfie?
Of course.
How many selfies
have
you
met these two guys down here? They're the only people I know that don't have a table.
Oh, they're just
no, they don't have a table. They're just sitting down there doing their show.
They just grabbed you. Yeah. But it's so funny, Roger. You know, Feinbaum won't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And he's focused.
Sure.
All of a sudden he sees Daly and he's like, hey, John. It's like, yep. You know what's different? Like you say, if Saban were to walk by, nobody would go up to Saban.
Nobody would.
And
nobody would.
Do a picture nobody or say, hey. But you're so friendly to everybody.
He's so friendly because
approachable.
John will take a picture with everybody.
Well, I'm not worried about asking them for a picture. I've known them forever, and I just if I didn't say hi to them, then they're going to call me and go, "What didn't you say hi to them?"
But I'm just talking about your when people feel comfortable coming up to you. They would not walk up to Saban to do that.
No, they
feel comfortable walking up to you.
They would be douchery. They would be John's not douchery.
Highlight of the day, though. The call with John Gruden.
Oh, that John Gruden call. I swear I wish we had that recording. I mean, Roger, he was dropping F-bombs left and right. So that SEC.
What do you mean? Why didn't you call me and tell me you were going
to
be here?
I regret not reaching out to him earlier in the week to do that, but I figured he was busy. And I'm glad we got to see each other. I think, Roger, we should come back down.
What you need to do is come back down.
Yeah, I think we should come back down.
Do your show in this film room.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I think that's a great idea.
A treat. You talking about a treat. Guy's a genius.
We'll do that. We'll come back.
The whole summer of adventure.
We can go to the bridge. We can go to y'all's ball. That'll be a lot of fun. Do a little karaoke.
We can go to Chili's.
Go to Chili's.
Or Hooters.
or Hooters. Yeah.
Yes.
Come back and go to Mr. D's.
Boy, I bet you don't know where that is, Anna, the Mr. D's Club is. And wow, that's again, those are the stories, though, to me that make your life interesting and make it fun. That we're next to a gay club that stays up all night. We're right next. We're trying to sleep, but then we get to come out and hang out with you guys and have some fun. And I thought Coach Shiverfield was really good today.
He
said
he
all
was.
The right things.
He was very good.
And defensive end just went blank on his
Quincy
Rose.
Rose.
Rose. Quincy Rose Jr. Very sharp kid.
Big boy.
Yeah. Impressive.
I can see Roger doing a song this year if Quincy has a very good game.
I just did it.
You know where I'm
take
going,
me home,
Roger?
Quincy Rhodes.
Quincy Rhodes.
Quincy Rhodes.
Take us home.
Yeah.
To a place we belong. Natty champions.
Man, that's just great.
I think Roger. I'm gonna let John and Anna get out of here.
Sure.
I think I'm gonna bounce.
You're gonna bounce too.
I'm gonna bounce, see if I can catch my flight. Give me a 15 minutes. Or can you and Rog handle it?
Rog and Christian can handle it. Yeah, but I'll be here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, very good.
All right, Rog. Great job this week, buddy. Outstanding.
Safe flight.
Outstanding. Safe travels.
Outstanding.
Thanks, John.
At least you're not
thanks,
flying
Anna.
Through a tropical storm.
Thank you, Rog.
Yeah.
Y'all.
It was a blast.
It was fun.
We'll be back live tomorrow at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. So. All right, Rod, you'll finish it up, buddy. Have a good one.
You too, bud.
David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win is the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's, 0% interest on all Santa Fe's, and 90 days no payments, as well as huge discounts on everything else on the lot, including Palisade, Elantra, you name it. All this happening right now, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, Hyundai Getaway Sales Event off Colonel Glenn. Come see us.
Progressive presents the Museum of You.
We begin our tour with a unique piece, a relic from the early big screen television era. Remarkable. Next, we find a juicer, which historians believe has only ever been used once. And finally, compact discs from the emo era. A rare find indeed.
Some things should be history, but until then, you could protect what's important to you and save by bundling your auto insurance with a renter's policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry nonstop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end of the day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour nonstop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better naturally.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holt, and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer helps you easily find and buy the right coverage for you. It's everything you've always wanted. Well, I mean, you know, as far as a website that lets you shop, quote, and buy insurance in one place. But hey, maybe that is everything you've always wanted. You know? Yeah, people have different types of dreams. And if all you've ever been searching for is a website that helps you choose home insurance rates and coverage, boy, do we have great news about Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What do parents think of back to school at Staples, where supplies start at just 25 cents?
Staples has the latest laptops with up to 40% savings.
I may hug the cashier.
So embarrassing.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's a wonderful time at Staples with up to 40% off select tech. Staples.
That was easy.
Visit Staples today or shop online and in the app. Ends 9/12. Exclusions apply.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back. Back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
Good tunes, good brew, good buddies. I feel great, man. I feel great! You guys are great. I'm gonna go pick a fight.
Yeah, buddy! All right, just 2 minutes left in the show. 6 minutes, actually, before the top of the hour. We'll get Justin Acri on whenever he's up. Tell us where he is. I don't know where he is.
Hi.
There he is right there. There I guess. Trey, are you gone?
No, I'm here.
Okay, there you are right there. And Justin Aker is here. Badge did a great job this week. You guys did a fantastic job this week. We heard from Coach here, and then we heard from Coach on the podium. I think he did everything that he said. I think a lot of the optimism, I know with me and anybody else that I've talked with, two things. Number one, they've talked with him. They're giving money, and they like him. They like what he has to say. And the fact that it's not the same old thing. I don't think that we'd be as optimistic on four wins and go, hey, four wins is going to be good with a brand new coach as opposed to a coach that's been there 5 or 6 years. Only four wins again is a bad thing. But right now, I think it's a positive thing, and we'll move on. It's not a Chicago one. Let's win there. What do you say, Trey?
No, I agree. Anything. I mean, you gotta win football games if you're going to stay alive in this league. And this team hadn't done it. And
No.
The schedule is extremely tough this year.
Yeah, the last time the Razorbacks did anything worthwhile was the last time was the last game that they played where you are right now, which is about, was that 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, Tampa, the Outback Bowl, Penn State.
That was it. I remember. It was great. Saw John and Anna there at the stadium as well. Justin Aker, are you there?
Yes, sir. How we doing?
Doing fine, sir. Where are you located today?
I'm at the UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Facility on Rodney Parham Road. This is the artist formerly known as 10 Fitness, and it's weird, Roger. I'm sitting down in the main part of where I used to pump iron and sweat.
On Rodney Parham?
And now they have a whole facility here. Mm-hmm. The old Rodney Parham 10 Fitness, yeah.
Is that the big one where the COVID shots used to be? I didn't know it was gone.
Upstairs, downstairs, sideways, all over, yeah. They got all this equipment down here to help get people back up and running. And so, it's a neat spot. So we're going to have a couple of the doctors on and the people that run this facility on, and Coach Kelly's going to join me. They are also partnered with UAMS for their sports medicine at Sheridan High School. Mm-hmm. Coach had a lot of good experiences with them over the years, and a guy that actually works with their program is the guy that actually runs this facility. So we're going to talk to him and a doc and a few other things. Obviously, we're going to hear a lot from Ryan Silverfield. You guys did a great job with all that this morning. We will carry on the torch on to Out of Bounds. We've also got Nathan Brown, head coach at UCA, coming on. Bears were picked in the middle of the pack in the UAC, and we're going to talk to him about his hopes for the coming season. Got Zach Gillen from Oaklawn with the latest odds on all sorts of sportsy things. And we're just going to goof off a whole bunch. So there's that.
Reading Coach Brown, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, he said the same thing I think most coaches do, that Coach Silverfield said as well. Let's play. Let's go. Glad to be playing that first game with Nathan.
Yep.
Said, good to get that out of the way. Let's get it. We're ready to hit it right now. And I know you'll be talking about Coach Silverfield and everything that's going down at the SEC Media Days right now. But just for our listeners here, did you like what you heard? Did you go, well, what else could he say? Everything's good. We're positive. All of that.
Yeah, I don't know what he can say. That's actually our question of the day. Is there something he can say that's going to change your opinion of the upcoming season? And I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it is the talking season, and we're thankful to have it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
How much insight we get, I don't know. I know he met with the media yesterday, too, which was probably insightful, talking about the QB race. That's another thing. Does that make you feel good that they're going to let it play out, or does it make you concerned that they're going to wait until game week, it sounds like, to decide who their guy is going to be?
There's a part of me, because it's a brand new deal and all that, I'm okay with them letting them play it out. But I would think that they have a super idea not long into that first quarter, before they decide who's going to be the guy. I would hope so.